America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We've dealt with the NFL trade deadline all morning. I told you earlier I had some sound of Dak Prescott getting blowtorched by a former NFL player.
Yes.
So James Jones on FS1 was discussing the fact that Dak was going on injured reserve with this hamstring injury. So here's a series of clips from him where he really calls him out for, I guess you would say, not wanting to play.
Dak quitting.
Hold on, James. Whoa, say it with your chest. I need some proof. I need some evidence. Like, tapped out? Like, we in a chokehold? And they said, you just said Dak quit. And it's crazy because, like, I've been there though. It ain't even funny though.
Like, my man quitting on these dudes.
And here is why he says he's quitting on these dudes.
I've had a hamstring plenty of times, and I'm back the next week. I'm not Tyreek Hill. It don't take no 4 weeks for you to heal from no hamstring. You're not Lamar Jackson. You're not Jalen Hurts. You're not running. Where are you running to?
Here's one more from him.
4 weeks. Basically put me on ice for 4 weeks, right? No fight, no nothing. Hey, man, I'll be back in 2 weeks. I'll be back in a week. This is a hamstring for a quarterback that's not explosive at the quarterback spot.
And then he also referenced the clip that TMZ had where you've got Prescott, if you read lips, saying this team bleeping stinks. And he referenced that too.
Yeah, all right. So I'll never accuse Dak Prescott of quitting.
Me neither.
That's a hard word to throw at somebody like him. I don't know the severity of the hamstring. I've never had a hamstring injury. I never had to worry about that.
I've had several.
But that is really
that's rough.
That's brutal, man. How many injuries did James Jones have in his career?
I don't know the answer to that.
That's the other thing. Like, you just got to be careful about saying. I mean, like, I understand the hot take thing and the hyperbole thing, but Jesus, quit. That's the word he used for Dak Prescott, of all people.
And there's different.
Dak Prescott, with the way the season is going right now, we heard him on the sideline, what he said. Dak is quitting on these boys.
Yeah, I mean, there's different levels of hamstring. Like, people tear them. There's grades. I mean, maybe not for a month, but, I mean, it's not like it isn't an injury that's kept people on the sideline for a while.
And the interesting thing is, how did he hurt it? He hurt it dropping back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, James is saying, well, he doesn't run. He's not Lamar. He's not whoever else he was talking about. But I was like, yeah, okay, well, he heard it, you know, dropping back and had a hell of a time trying to throw when he was stepping through.
Yep. What a stupid name for a muscle, by the way.
Hamstring?
Hamstring? Ever think about that? Because I'm just thinking about it right now.
No,
bizarre.
I've never thought about it. I just took it for granted, I guess.
I don't know.
What would you like to call it?
I don't know, like something that sounds more like a muscle, like a pectoral or a bicep or, you know, things like that. A hamstring. We just get used to these things.
We do.
And it's silly.
Think we become desensitized? Is that what you're saying?
I think so. I think that's what's going on.
Yeah, well.
I'm going to find the origin of this.
Okay.
Because that's where I'm at right now.
You mentioned, they mentioned Lamar Jackson. So here's Jackson. So you got Bengals-Ravens tomorrow night. Week 10 will open up with Thursday night football. And here is Jackson looking ahead.
It's going to be a dogfight. It's a division of game as well. And we already know we just got to score a point. That's our job. And that's been the conversation all season long. We have to score a point.
And after losing those first two games, they have been really, really good. John Harbaugh, you really seem like you're enjoying this team.
I'm full of joy every single day walking in this building. Now, still determined, you know, still you know, it's a little pride always. I say a little pride is a lot of pride, you know, and doing things the right way and working hard and trying to do everything you can do to prove who you are, you know, and that's what our guys do.
See, he's another guy full of joy.
Full of joy.
We are. We're all full of joy.
Well, they're winning a lot. They should be full of joy.
Yeah, so are we. We're winning, too.
That's exactly right. Now, you also had the election last night, obviously, with Trump beating Harris. And so I saw Funhouse post this from 2021. Always fun to hear from Chris Russo on SiriusXM. And in this case, you know, Mike and Chris used to rank teams. Well, here was Chris ranking presidents.
This is where it's tricky. C-SPAN put GW2 and Lincoln won. You could go either way. Washington found a country. Lincoln saved it.
Oh, that was very timely.
he found the country. Oh, there it is. I found it. Here's the country. I mean, this might be a little controversial. Teddy Roosevelt, not in my top five. Good, not great.
Oh, man, funny.
He loved presidents, too, right? He did. And Evan loved presidents.
Yes. I don't know of as much as Evan, but yes, right there with
him. I think Beningo loves presidents, too. Like, he got into
huge history guy.
Yeah.
Big history guy.
Big history guy.
Doesn't know Puka Nakua. Yeah. NBA tonight, the Knicks are in Atlanta. You've got Rutgers with their home opener, well, season opener against Wagner on WFAN 660 AM at 6 p.m. At baseball's GM meetings in San Antonio. Here is, I'm going to skip over the Mets stuff because it's boring. Well, so is Brian Cashman, but at least here he is talking about the conversations with Juan Soto and Scott Boras going forward.
We are more than willing to meet as many times as we'd like to meet, but I think Scott Boras was going to talk to Juan and get a feel for whether he felt it was necessary for us to have as many time in person with him as other clubs because he knows us, you know, so we stand ready to do
like,
whatever.
Do the Yankees have to wine and dine him like other teams after spending a year with him?
As much wine me, dine me, 69.
Okay.
I thought that is
no, there's no whining and dining going on. It's just basically, here's, you know, $600 million or no.
That, true. And then here, one more where he's well aware teams like the Mets and others, very interested.
Big market owners with deep pockets aren't the only ones signing players to big deals. I mean, you've seen the San Diego Padres sitting out in the West Coast. They've imported a lot of big-time players with big-time contracts that they've out-competed other teams of interest
for. And so we shall see where that goes. Couple of things from hockey. Number one, you had the Islanders in a shootout with the Penguins.
Here it comes, Letang.
Goal in the shootout. Sorokin, the stop there on Chris Letang, and 4-3 would be the final score. Brendan Burke, the call on MSG. JG Pageau, the game-tying goal in the third, where the Islanders scored two goals to come back from 3-1 down to force overtime and then the shootout. The other thing from hockey, and this was absolutely bizarre, the Blues beat the Lightning 3-2. In this game, Dylan Holloway takes a puck to the neck area, the collarbone neck area, continues on his shift, finishes his shift, then goes to the bench, and then ultimately was taken away on a stretcher.
And they have brought the stretcher out.
Yeah. Well, obviously hoping for nothing but the best here for Dylan Holloway. And hope it's nothing as serious as we are watching right now.
Now, he is said to be in stable condition in the hospital, but this was a weird scene.
Did it hit his trachea or something? And maybe then a swelling?
I don't know.
Started pushing on it and he couldn't breathe or something like
perhaps.
That?
Perhaps. All I saw was the update in the hospital that he's doing okay, but it was scary. It didn't look like 7-8 guys to get him off the bench, off the stretcher. So 3-2 was the final there. You got the Rangers tomorrow taking on the Sabres. Tomorrow, Devils and Canadians, and tomorrow, the Islanders and Ottawa.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.